This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Full disclosure, I suppose, that whole close the southern border thing, not my original idea.
If we don't make a deal with Congress, the border is going to be closed, 100%.
President Trump, obviously in the Oval Office today. White House aides had been hemming and hawing all day about whether the president was really serious about his threat to close the border with Mexico. Security is his main concern, the president says. And as you just heard, he is completely serious, except the economy. Sure, there will be avocado shortages and whatnot if the president goes through with his threat, but let's think really big here, shall we? Say, the entire American automobile industry? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
Let's start really small with a car seat.
The leather, the foam, the little electronic bit that moves it forward and backward and changes the incline.
Many of those bits were made or assembled in Mexico, says Keith Head, a professor at the University of British Columbia.
Along the way, it may have gone back 2, 3, 4 times across the Texas border into Mexico and back to the U.S.
And without a certain piece, you can't make a seat. Without seats, you can't make a car.
You know, it's like that story about for the want of a nail, the battle was lost.
Automakers simply don't stockpile their parts. They have them delivered as they're needed. And there are lots of parts that can only be sourced in Mexico, says Kristen Gicek with the Center for Automotive Research.
We would see a ripple effect pretty quickly. I think within a week, we would shut down almost all of the U.S. automotive industry.
Yeah, shut down within a week. Michelle Krebs is an analyst with AutoTrader.
We saw that with the earthquakes in Japan. There was one electric component. It shut down a lot of plants, not just Japanese, but American ones, because that's where they got that.
This would be much, much bigger. In fact, Charles Chesbro, an economist at Cox Automotive, says the consequences would be so dramatic.
I just don't see how the president could do this for more than a day or two without it. Would make no economic sense to leave something like this in place.
The auto supply chain between the U.S. and Mexico is so integrated, one simply can't function without the other. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.